Folks, I got 6 pairs and I'm going to eat them all. Football, sports, stomp! Hey, what's going on there, sports fans? This is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy. It's popping off over here at the studio. I got a bottle of low-fat chocolate milk here, and I got 6 pairs. Paircast 2015, you feel me? Oh, if you hear any cool sounds, that's just me eating pears. So what's going on? What's going on in the sports world, the Tampa Bay sports world? Well, not much. Surprise, surprise. I'll start off with the Lightning here. The Lightning, 6-4-1 in the last 10. Had a chance to really stretch it out there. Over Montreal. Montreal got beat by someone. They probably should have won that game. But they didn't, luckily. And what do the Lightning go and do? They go and lose in overtime. But at least they got a point there in St. Louis against the Blues. Lost 2-1. Got out to an early lead. Ooh, I'm getting fucked up on this chocolate milk, dude. Grade A milk. That's milk. I like to shake it up. You get the suds. The top. Little bubbles tickle my nose. They got out to an early lead against the Blues. Blues tied it up, I believe, in the third, and obviously they put one in the basket there at the end of the game here in overtime. They go back at it tomorrow night, or when you'll be listening to it tonight. They're in Dallas against the Stars. Let's look at a couple stats here. Stamkos. In the top 5, he's tied at 4 with 27 goals in the league there. Then we got plus minus. You got T-John there at number 3. You got Cooch at number 1. And Palat there at number 7. So they got a good plus minus. They got 3 guys in the top 10, which is nice. And you got Bishop there tied for 4th with 26 wins. Could have had another one last night, but he didn't. Like I said, they go back at it. Going against the Stars in Dallas, so hopefully they can pull out, you know what I'm saying? Pull out. I think they got 69 points, and Montreal's got 68, so it's tight as usual. What can you do? Come on, fucking Lightning. This one's probably going to be a short one. There's nothing to talk about. Let's pop on over to the Rays. Not much there. St. Pete Mayor Rick the Stick Kreisman and Rays President Brian Old? I don't know. He's not a player, so I've never heard his name said. They're going to restart talks about stadium relocation, see if they can get that back and going again. I don't think it'll happen anytime soon. And if it does, I bet they'll be gone. You know, give it a few years. They'll be gone. Listen, I'm going to dip into a pear right now, okay? This is Pearcast 2015. I'm going with the tried and true Bosk right now. Let me take a little bite out of this. It's a pear, you know? Just a basic pear. I'm going to be doing my power rankings on pears at the end of the show. Just so you know, look out for 2015. What's going to be the big standout? For pairs this year. That's all that's going on with the Rays and Lightning. Super Bowl. How was that, huh? Guys have fun there? Watching that? Ooh. I shit my pants. I couldn't fucking believe it. I could not fucking believe it. I went absolutely mental. That catch by Curse. That guy. I don't know. He caught the game winner there in against Green Bay. But that catch, I thought, as usual, the Pats were going to lose the Super Bowl after a fucking ridiculous catch. In 2007, 2012, I thought it was going to be 2014. But luckily, that did not happen. Oh, and the interception, I ran inside. I fell on the floor. I kicked my little slippies off. Almost broke my PlayStation, but luckily, it did not break. Everyone's questioning Pete Carroll's decision on that last play. Listen, if he had caught it, they would have said, oh, man, the guts of this guy. The defense was caught off guard. They were looking for run. Obviously, you're going to run it. But he had the balls to pass it on the one-yard line while he has Marshawn in the backfield. Can you believe it? What a gutsy call, Russell Wilson. That's what they would have been saying. Okay, but obviously it didn't happen. People are going to shit all over the play call, including players, coaches, defense, offense, all of them. Everyone's shitting on him. Belichick stood up and, told everyone he understands the call. Which, the coaches know it. You know, the coach and all the players, I don't know. But congrats to the Pats there. Congrats to the Pats. Oh, Richard Sherman's face after that interception. Hilarious. Hilarious. And then Brady there after he knelt down at the end. Richard Sherman, first one there to shake his hand. Brady's just staring forward on his knee. Richard Sherman trying to shake his hand. And remember back then, that you mad bro, after they beat him in a regular season game, 24-23. The Seahawks beat the Pats in 2012, I believe. And then he comes up. But obviously the class act Brady is, even though, you know, people are going to shit on him. He shakes his hand. And then, you know, Brady won MVP. They're going to give he's going to give his truck to Malcolm Butler. Like I said, class act. Class act. Keep on hating America. Okay. I mean, what else can you talk about football? Oh, Deflategate. Oh, I called it what I didn't want to call it. Turns out, they said 11 of the 12 balls were deflated. Turns out only one of those was under, 2 pounds under, and the other 10 were very minimally deflated, which they're saying now could have actually been caused by the temperature. So, as usual, the media just hears one thing and takes that as gospel. Deflate these balls. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay with football here. Warren Sapp. Ugh. Warren Sapp, what are you doing? Went and picked up some whores there in Arizona. They're in Phoenix. They got enough of them over there, right? And, he got caught. I guess he slapped two of them around a little bit. Not good. Not good, Warren. Come on, Warren. Show some restraint. But then, I mean, that's it for football. That's the draft, and whenever it is, they're going to be they're projecting 1 and 2, Mariota and Jameis Winston going 1 and 2. Tampa Bay probably going to take Mariota. I really hope they do. I really hope they do. But the Browns are now saying that they're going to. They're going to possibly trade up, which, jeez, man, how many top 10 draft picks do you have to have every year? Top 5 in the top 5 draft, top 5 order there. How many do you need before you get one right? They have not gotten one right. Oh, it's embarrassing. I'm just hoping that the Bucks do this year, because you don't want, you know, those first round or first pick of the draft don't come around too often, and you don't want them to. You don't want that to happen, because that means your team sucked the year before. Let me rip into a pair here. Got a Danju. Let me take a bite out of this. It's nice and soft, real sweet, not too sweet, good texture. The Bartlett Bosque is a little harder. It's harder. Really kind of, you gotta chew it. Kind of hurts the mouth, the gums, but the Danju is just real nice, subtle. It's very subtle. I'm liking it. Let me make some notes here about the pairs. Pearcast 2015, folks. It is going down here at the studio. Can you believe? You're witnessing history. You're hearing history. You're not witnessing it. Unless you're peering through the window, which is weird, folks. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be Warren Sapp. Don't get arrested just days after the Super Bowl. Don't do that. Do something quick here on the Bucks. Start off the year football offseason here, but maybe trying to open up and make some room, some cap room. Looks like they may move punter Conan, release him or try to trade him or something. I think he's about 32. He's set to make $3.25 million next year, which is a lot for a punter, so I think they'll be probably cut him, free up some space. They're talking about possibly Logan Mankins. I think he's on the, they're on the hook for $7 million next year, which is a lot, they're saying, for the kind of production he had, which I think it's, I would keep him for his experience. Obviously, you know, that line needs to be retooled at some point here, because you don't want to bring in a new quarterback into the system and have him get the shit kicked out of him. You don't want that. Let me dip into the old Bartlett pair here quick. The taste of the Bartlett's just, that's tremendous. It's somewhere consistency in between the Bosch and the Day Anjou, right in between. I'm going back for another bite. Oh, that's nice. And, a little earthy flavor to it. I'm digging it. Okay, back to the Bucks. They're also talking possible trade for get rid of Vincent Jackson and possibly old Dougie Fresh there in the backfield. You bring in a quarterback, you know, you got a young Mike Evans there for receiver. I think you want to keep Jackson. You want experience there, and you want to surround him but with the new quarterback, Mariota, Jameis Winston. You got to surround him with as much talent on the outside, give him someone to throw to. So I think getting rid of him would be a bad idea for the new quarterback. You're going to want him, so give him someone to throw to. Also, Doug Martin, I think they should hold on him. I like him. Little guy there in the backfield. Old muscle hamster. He hates that, but what can you do? It's cute. I think you hold on to him, give him another year. You know, Mike James, you got Charles Sims, Bobby Rainey, all those guys. I don't care for Charles Sims. Why they draft him, I don't understand. But Bobby Rainey and Mike James have done pretty good when 2013 filling in for him and 14. I just think you try out, give him one more year and see if something can pan out with him. Let me talk real quickly about possibilities of Tampa Bay hosting a Super Bowl here. They already got the next three games set. They got San Francisco, Houston, and Minneapolis. The NFL's pretty much given every city who's built a new stadium a Super Bowl. You know, you got San Francisco, Minneapolis. The last time we hosted, I can't remember. I forget. It was a few years ago here. I lived down here, so it was in the past 6 years. You got two other places. You got Atlanta building a new stadium, possibly the Rams building a new one here, so I wouldn't doubt it if those teams get it. We put in a bid last year, the year before. Obviously, I think we came in third this past year, or next year, I'm sorry. And now you got the cold weather, possibly cold weather stadiums this time of year. You're gonna put those into consideration now. So I don't know. I think it'd be a nice place to have it, but the NFL doesn't see it that way. Does not like Tampa. They don't like us. Let me dip into this apple pear. I've never heard of such a thing. Not bad. Very slight taste of an apple. Consistency in between an apple and a pear. You heard it. Very nice stuff. I'm glad I got it. Did some editing there. Obviously took a quick break. How disgusting does it sound? Me eating, fucking chewing on pears. What the fuck am I thinking? Let's pop back to the Super Bowl real quick. I'm all over the place. There's not enough fucking Tampa Bay sports news, you know? There's just not. They had the parade today in Boston there. Apparently Seattle Seahawks players are not happy with some of the stuff that happened. Someone threw LeGarrette Blunt's shirt and it said bitch mode on it, which I find kind of funny. And then, you know, you got someone threw up, gave Edelman a sign that had Richard Sherman holding up four fingers. They run their mouth. And then you got this guy, Bruce Irvin, who was the guy whining about the play at the end of the game, to the media. They're saying that that they have no class, the Pats. Like, you guys are going to say that? They don't have class? Do you know what you guys say? And then he goes on to say, they beaten up signs too, LOL. Y'all some hoes. So that's good. Putting down women, that's nothing new for the NFL, and players and all that. So that's real nice. Even when they're not playing, season's over, they can still put down women. Real nice. I gotta be honest. I got two more pairs here. Let me dip into the sickle. It's real tiny, like a little tiny pear. Consistency. Gritty. I like the... falls apart a bit. Falls apart. Let me get into this one. This is the Forelli. Oh, no. No. Okay. Power ranking. Okay. Let's do it. 6, the Bosque. Too hard. Was not a fan. Just not a fan of it. Actually, you know what? No. Bosque 5. Forelli 6. It's just too hard. Forelli's more of an apple pear. That should be called the apple pear. Just because that's shaped like an apple. You don't just call it fucking apple pear. I'm not on drugs right now. I'm just letting you know. This is actually happening. I'm completely sober. Forelli 6. The Bosque 5. Your regular pear. Your brown pear. It's too hard. It's just too hard. This show's going off the rails. I'm going to get dropped. I got no sponsors. The sponsors have left. They dropped me. 4, the apple pear. I put that up there just because it's creative. It's very inventive. I think I left some blood on one of those pears that tore my guns open. 3, over the sickle. I like the consistency. It's small. Kind of green on top, red on the bottom. 2, the Bartlett. Classic. Classic yellow pear. Real juicy. Is anyone throwing up out there? Listen to this sports, folks. And number one, going to Dan Ju. That's what you want in a pair, folks. Get your pairs, America! You know that guy on the HR Block commercials? He's like my favorite person, right? If I could have one guest on this show, it'd be that guy. Forgot to look up his name, but that fucking commercial cracks me up every time. I just want to get, if I run into him, which I probably will, my luck, I'm always on the streets looking for Z-class celebrities. I just want him to get him to yell cunt or something like that. Get your cunts, America. You get Tampa Bay. That's a little offensive. Get your cunts. I apologize. Because I don't mean it like that. That's very offensive to what I'm an NFL player there, the way I'm talking. Just something cool. I need to get that guy on here. I think we got some pull now, right? Couple months in. I got too many pairs on my hands, folks. Pearcast 2015 was a miserable failure. Did not turn out the way that I wanted it to. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. It wasn't this. Okay. Like I said, I got too many pairs here. Tampa Bay, eat some pears. Get out there. Don't just try the same pair every time. Okay, try some other ones and fucking come back to the one you like. What is happening? I really like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, doing this, I knew I had to do an episode today. I couldn't put it off. I have to do one weekly. Take a break. It's not, you know, I'm in trouble. I'm eating pears on a podcast. Okay? Tampa sports, fucking do something. I'm going to have to go to high school games. I'm thinking about starting a fantasy baseball league or soccer league with, like, two-year-olds. Do you think I'd get in trouble? Just sit there watching kids, maybe videos, writing down stats for number 7. The kid's got good calves. He's got good calves. I like the way he runs. Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble. I can't do that. So, yeah, let's make some fucking news, Tampa Bay. Do something. Not bad news, but at least that'd give me something. Something to fucking talk about. But let's make it good. Stay good. Everyone stay good. I'm going to go fucking eat the rest of these pears. What a joke. Everyone, take it easy, Tampa Bay. And, hey, keep it strong. Miserable failure.